Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma FFA members competed hard and achieved much at this year's just-completed national convention. William Maltby of Burlington was named the American Star in Agribusiness. Oklahoma won 5 National Proficiency Awards, and Kingfisher FFA won the national title in the Ag Issues discussion. The Oklahoma FFA alumni and the Oklahoma FFA Association say congratulations to all those who participated and represented Oklahoma so very well. Amplify!
Every day you rise early, sip your coffee, pull on your boots, and go to work. And the team at DuPont Pioneer is with you. When you're choosing which product to plant on which part of which field, we're with you. When you're plotting out your planting schedule as winter turns to spring, we're there too. And when you climb into the combine to harvest another bumper crop, there's no question where we are. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's talk a little bit about livestock futures. And after a couple really nice days, cattle futures kind of went back south on us yesterday, didn't they?
They sure did, Dave. The live cattle and the feeder cattle futures Thursday traded mostly negative and had triple-digit losses on the close. Now, we also saw boxed beef prices continue to slide lower. We also saw talk of 125 cash cattle bids in the feed yards in Kansas. We've yet to see any cash move in the southern plains. The trading was two-sided for the lean hogs, and so was the close, with the strength being in the front contracts for the hogs. Now, choice box beef was down $1.85 yesterday. Select boxes down $3.36 on a total movement of 175 loads. Daily cattle slaughter estimated 112,000 head. Cash feeder index down 95 cents. And today is the cattle on feed report at 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's expected to show the on feed the largest of the past 31 months. On the close yesterday, December live cattle $1.07 lower. Jan feeders $1.50 lower. And December lean hogs or $1.02 higher.
We'll check the grains right after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures, ended up with a nice day yesterday. The wheat, corn, and soybeans all higher.
We sure did. We saw wheat, corn, and soybean futures close positive. We saw buying mainly technical in nature. There was some support yesterday from better-than-expected weekly export sales, but the wheat, corn, and soybean export sales totals for the marketing year continue to be well below year-to-date levels. Poor export sales equal limited demand that also makes it hard to support grain and soybean prices higher. Now, trading has been mostly negative overnight for the grains. We are currently down 0.75 cents in December KC wheat. December corn is also down 0.75 cents. January soybeans are trading 6.75 cents lower. December cotton's 18 points higher. December crude oil 41 cents lower. December Dow Jones futures 31 points, or I meant to say December dollar index is 32 cents higher at 99.38, and December Dow Jones futures are trading 75 points higher.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks much. Appreciate your time here this morning. You have a great weekend, and we'll check in with you again on Monday. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.